In the Warren County Radio Bible School today, we're going to continue a Sunday school lesson that E.A. Elam prepared for the Sunday schools of October the 16th, 1927. And it's about Elijah, Ahab, Jezebel, and Naboth's vineyard. You see, Naboth had a beautiful vineyard that adjoined some of Ahab's property, and Ahab wanted that vineyard, but Naboth wouldn't sell. So Ahab became very morose and pouting like a child. Well, Jezebel said, "I'll get you the vineyard." And she did a wicked thing unto Naboth that had him killed so that Ahab could move in on that vineyard. In the very day he went to look over his new vineyard, who should he meet but Elijah the Tishbite calling his hand before God. Well, we'll read that in just a moment. You may want to find it in your Bible, 1 Kings chapter 21. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now let me read from the text. 1 Kings chapter 21, verses 7 through 10. And Jezebel his wife said unto him, "Dost thou not now govern the kingdom of Israel? Arise and eat bread, and let thy heart be merry. I will give thee the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite." So she wrote letters in Ahab's name, and sealed them with his seal, and sent the letters unto the elders and to the nobles that were in his city, and that dwelt with Naboth. And she wrote in the letters, saying, "Proclaim a fast, and set Naboth on high among the people, and set two men, base fellows, before him, and let them bear witness against him, saying, Thou didst curse God and the king," and then carrying him out and stone him to death. "Dost thou now govern the kingdom of Israel?" The wicked Jezebel, intimated by this question that Ahab was king, and he could take Naboth's vineyard from him, and if he could not, she could. Then she laid a most diabolical plot to have Naboth and his son stoned to death upon a false accusation of blasphemy and his vineyard confiscated. She wrote letters in Ahab's name and sealed them with his seal to the elders and to the nobles of Jezreel, ordering them to proclaim a fast and to set Naboth on high among the people and to have two base fellows to falsely accuse him of cursing or renouncing God and the king, and then take him out and stone him to death. The directions were imperative. There was to be no parleying or hesitancy. This was a horrible conspiracy and murder most foul to gratify the whim of a depraved character. What does this wicked and idolatrous woman care for God? Had she not many times committed the sin of blasphemy herself? How many sins, like hissing serpents, coiled together in her heart as a nest? She knew only base fellows, worthless men, would perjure themselves, hence for those she called a hypocrite. She used religion to enforce a lie and commit murder. Suborner, hypocrite, robber, liar, and murderer she was in this case. The legal punishment of blasphemy was death by stoning, Leviticus 24:16. But Naboth was as innocent as was Jesus. Jesus was accused of blasphemy because he said he was the Son of God, and on this false charge, he was crucified. Naboth's sons were likewise stoned to death, 2 Kings 9:26, that there would be no heirs to this vineyard. Well, Ahab and Jezebel's sins found them out. Let me read verses 16 through 19 of 1 Kings 21. It came to pass when Ahab heard that Naboth was dead, that Ahab rose up to go to the vineyard of Naboth, the Jezreelite, to take possession of it. And the word of Jehovah came to Elijah the Tishbite, saying, Arise, go down to meet Ahab, king of Israel, who dwelleth in Samaria. Behold, he is in the vineyard of Naboth, whither he has gone down to take possession of it. And thou shalt speak unto him, saying, Thus saith Jehovah, Hast thou killed and also taken possession? And thou shalt speak unto him, saying, Thus saith Jehovah, In the place where the dogs lick the blood of Naboth, shall dogs lick thy blood, even thine. In Elam's notes we read, The elders and nobles of Naboth's city, having received Jezebel's letters, acted as directed. They then set the news to her. With much complacency and satisfaction, she said to Ahab, Arise, take possession of the vineyard of Naboth, the Jezreelite, which he refused to give thee for money, for Naboth is not alive, but dead. And she gloated over her success. Ahab then rose up, went down to Jezreel to take possession of Naboth's vineyard. While Ahab did not possess the cunning and daring of Jezebel, she stirred him up, and in abject moral weakness he was guilty of all the sins mentioned above. Hypocrisy, suborning witnesses, robbery, lying, and murder, of which she was guilty. His sins sprang more than covetousness. They sprang from a petulant, morose, and depraved nature. The sins of Jezebel and Ahab found them out. While the news was going to Jezebel that her orders had been carried out, the black crimes were going to Elijah, but in different ways. Elijah received his news from God. The word of Jehovah came to Elijah the Tishbite, saying, Arise, go down and meet Ahab, king of Israel, who dwelleth in Samaria, and behold, he's in the vineyard of Naboth, whither he has gone down to take possession of it. As Ahab stepped in to take possession, there was Elijah to meet him. Others may not have known Jezebel and Ahab's sins, except themselves and those who executed them, but God knew them. So Nathan made known to David the fact that God knew his sins. God told Elijah to say to Ahab, Thus saith Jehovah, Thou hast killed and also taken possession. God knew all this. Elijah was to say further, Thus saith Jehovah, In the place where the dogs lick the blood of Naboth, shall dogs lick thy blood, even thine. Now we read in 1 Kings 21 and verse 20. And Ahab said to Elijah, Hast thou found me, O mine enemy? And he answered, I have found thee, because thou hast sold thyself to do that which is evil in the sight of Jehovah. Here is Elam's notes. He asked, Who is one's enemy? Well, Ahab had seen enough of Elijah to dread his presence. Ahab was Elijah's enemy, but Elijah was not his enemy. Elijah sought Ahab's good and the good of the people to reprove anyone of sin and to point out to him the right way is true, friendship, and love. Too many people like Ahab call him, who tells them the truth, their enemy. So people treated Paul. He asked, So then am I become your enemy by telling you the truth? Galatians 4:16. Jezebel was Elijah's enemy and an enemy of the truth and righteousness. Elijah answered, I have found thee, because thou hast sold thyself to do that which is evil in the sight of Jehovah. All covetous persons sell themselves to do evil. All who do wrong in any way or in any way leave undone what they should do for money sell themselves, sell their souls. Esau sold his birthright for a mess of pottage. Judah sold himself, not Jesus, for 30 pieces of silver. So all who, for the sake of filthy pleasure or earthly gain, do wrong, sell themselves, and they sell themselves to do evil. They that are minded to be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and many foolish and hurtful lusts, such as drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, which some reaching after have been led astray from the faith and have pierced themselves through with many sorrows. 1 Timothy 6, verses 9 and 10. We should heed the golden text. Elijah then declared the doom of Ahab and Jezebel. As stated in verse 19, the dogs should lick Ahab's blood in the place where they had licked the blood of Naboth. And second, as the house or dynasty of Jeroboam and the house or dynasty of Baasha had been destroyed, so would God destroy Ahab's house, cutting off every man child and him that is shut up and him that is left at large in Israel. Number three, the dog should not simply lick Jezebel's blood, but should eat her body by the ramparts of Jezreel. And number four, him that died of Ahab in the city, the dog shall eat, and him that dieth in the field shall the birds of the heavens eat. They should not be buried even. Upon hearing this, Ahab humbled himself before God. He rent his clothes. He put sackcloth on his flesh, fasted, and lay in sackcloth, and went softly. And God said, because Ahab had done this, he would not bring this evil in Ahab's day, but would bring it in the days of Ahab's son. Ahab was accidentally killed in battle, away from home. And yet the dogs licked his blood from his chariot at the pool of Samaria. But Jehu, when he slew Ahab's son Joram, ordered his body cast into Naboth's vineyard, because God had said this. Jezebel was thrown alive from a window, and some of her blood was sprinkled upon the wall, and some upon the horses. She was trodden underfoot, and the dogs ate her flesh, leaving nothing except her skull, feet, and the palms of her hands. Jehu said, this is the word of Jehovah which he spake by his servant Elisha the Tishbite, saying, in the portion of Jezreel shall the dogs eat the flesh of Jezebel, and the body of Jezebel shall be as dung upon the face in the field of the portion of Jezreel, so that they shall not say, this is Jezebel. Jehu had all the sons of Ahab, all his great men, all his familiar friends, and all of his priests killed. This was in fulfillment of that which God spoke by Elijah concerning Ahab's house. Well, that brings us to the end of this Sunday school lesson. And we're going to be looking next at the call of the prophet. Now, this is the prophet Elisha. Not Elijah, but Elisha. Two names very familiar. Elijah came first. Elisha was to follow him. Elisha asked for double portion of Elijah's spirit. Elijah performed 7 miracles. Elisha shall perform 14. And we'll read more about this prophet as we come to our next lesson. So stay tuned.